One of the features in common between the phone hacking scandal, the various banking scams, and the latest row over the failure of G4S is that the men at the top claim not to have known what was going on. OK, you can't expect the top person to know all the details of what their subordinates are up to. So what can we expect? I'd suggest two things. The first responsibility of a leader, whether it's in business, the church, or in politics, is to appoint people they can trust to be honest and competent. Secondly, given the fact that there are bound to be some human failures, to ensure that fail-safe mechanisms for detecting honesty and competence are firmly in place and ready to detect something going wrong at an early stage. It's quite possible for a person at the top not to know personally about a particular failure, but still to regard themselves as rightly responsible. So we can have such a thing as an honourable resignation, and I think of the resignation of Lord Carrington in 1982 over the invasion of the Falklands. Accountability is a key concept, not just for people in business or politics, but for everyone. There's a powerful statement of Jesus which goes, "To whom much is given, much will be expected." And he made it quite clear that every human being is ultimately accountable on this basis, which is a rather scary idea. Certainly the church in the past rammed this home in an unpleasantly threatening manner. So I find it more helpful to think of this accountability in terms of a story about our life, which we each have to tell or can tell to someone whose judgment we deeply respect. Each one of us has a unique story which only we can recount. Some are conscious that life has dealt them a very good hand indeed. For example, in his recent memoirs, the former editor of the Times, William Rees-Mogg, says that his earliest memory is of his third birthday, standing on a hill overlooking his parents' house and feeling, "I'm very much myself, am William Rees-Mogg, and this is a good thing to be." For others, the experience has been very different. A man suddenly started to turn up to services at the church where I was serving, and when I got to know him, he told me his history. He'd been abandoned by his parents and brought up by his grandparents, who were addicts. His earliest memory is of them crawling around the floor. For years he did this and that, including being a male prostitute. Then, when he told me all this, he exclaimed, "Out of this mess has come me." Wherever we've come from, what we end up with is a me with a story. What's made us happy and what's sad, where we feel we've made a contribution and where we might have failed. It's our tale, our account of ourselves, which we can tell, if not to a friend, at least to ourselves.